Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore. Again, it is September 7th, 2023. And if you're following the political news on the local scene, this just in, Sheila Dixon has announced she's running for mayor in 2024. Whoa! We all remember Sheila Dixon and the gift cards. Yes, we do. And isn't it really, really interesting? I have so many thoughts, so many ideas. Something that just came to mind just now is you can't kick a man while he's down. Referring obviously to the current mayor and the plethora of problems that have pushed him down and keep him down. Brooklyn Homes, the Baltimore City Police Department, the Baltimore City Housing Department, the Baltimore City Fire Department, the Baltimore City Department of Public Works. I mean, my gosh, we can't even get our recycles picked up every week. We got to wait every 2 weeks, and then we hope and pray that the truck comes down the street and around the corner and takes the boxes and the bottles that we accumulate over the last 14 days. I think we've always said that the current mayor, his heart was in the right place, but I gotta tell you, the theme today has been leadership. Leadership, leadership, leadership. And in a nutshell, all I want from my leaders, just like when I was growing up living with my mother and father, the only thing I wanted from them was for them to fix the problems and for them to comfort me. When I was little, I was hungry. Mama and daddy took care of that. When I was little, if I got cold, my parents took care of that. When I was little, if I needed a roof over my head, my parents took care of that. My parents also taught me the philosophies that have sustained me almost 64 years. And they made me feel comfortable. They made me feel at home. And mother and father, mommy and daddy, always made me feel loved. You know, I've said this before in the earlier podcast, I was the only boy, had four sisters. And really, to be a black male in America, wow. But my parents, they did what they were supposed to do, what they were compelled to do, because they were excellent, excellent leaders. Sheila Dixon's first administration, most people would probably say she did a good job, and you know, but for the gift card scandal, who knows what her career would have been like. But I think Sheila Dixon, I think Zeke Cohen, I think anybody and everybody else that wants to run for mayor of Baltimore City, now is the time, because most people are just not happy with the current administration. I mean, for God's sakes, we couldn't even get all of the city park pools open for the summer of 2023. Let me repeat that. We couldn't even get all of the park pools for Baltimore City open for the summer of 2023. What was going on during the pandemic? Nobody was going out to the parks then. Plans should have been in place. And of course, nobody could plan for a pandemic. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is there was a lot of time that was wasted. The recycles, I've already mentioned that. A lot of time that was wasted. I will always remember some of the old mayors from when I was growing up. The trash was always picked up. The snow was most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time when we had snowstorms, the streets were cleared up. And, I mean, let's face it, we had confidence in City Hall. That confidence, I don't think it exists anymore. That's right, no confidence in City Hall. Justice for everybody.